I would like to read a portion of both our readings for this Monday as we begin Holy Week. From the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. And from the Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." If we begin our reflection with this servant song from the prophet Isaiah, it's helpful for us to become aware that servanthood, this theme of servant, will be present with us throughout the entire Holy Week. In some ways, it permeates the week, and it gives us a sense of how the church wants us to understand Jesus and the Paschal mystery that will soon unfold. There are, in Isaiah, 2nd Isaiah, these four great servant songs or poems, and we will have one of them read today on Monday, another on Tuesday, another on Wednesday, and the fourth, the climactic one, on Good Friday. On Holy Thursday, instead of one of these servant poems, we do have that symbolic action of the washing of the feet. And so the entire week up to the celebration of the Easter Vigil will continue this theme of servant. In the text we have today, this first servant song, we see the servant as one chosen, as endowed with spirit, whose mission is that of justice, which we find later reflected also in Jesus in that first preaching upon his return to Nazareth, when, from another text in Isaiah, he says, "I was sent to bring good news to the poor," but that this mission on behalf of justice is not coercive, not oppressive. Those great lines about neither shouting nor crying out, and a bruised reed or wounded soul he shall not break, a certain gentleness to this chosen servant endowed with a full measure of the Spirit. As we go deeper into our understanding during this week of what it means to be servant, being called to be servants ourselves, of Jesus as servant, it helps us if we take the title of a wonderful book by Beatrice Bruteau, entitled The Holy Thursday Revolution, where she takes this symbolic action of the washing of the feet and shows us how in this action, which embodies so much of Jesus' life and ministry, in this action the world is turned upside down. A revolution does take place as Jesus overturns in one way what can be called the domination paradigm that has persisted throughout so much of human history in the world and the church, and replaces it with a more communion-oriented friendship paradigm, if you will. Anyway, the revolution, Jesus's revolution, not a politically oppressive, violent revolution in any form. The image of the servant here is one that is non-oppressive, non-coercive, gentle, but nevertheless subtly changing one's worldview or mindset, inviting one to see things, to look at things differently. It's a revolution in perception, we might say, a revolution in how we see, a revolution of values. And in this, it's not simply the notion that servanthood replaces a master-servant relationship. The whole notion of what it means to be a servant is transformed by Jesus. For indeed, we are called to be servants to one another. There is a reciprocity, a mutuality, and equality in Jesus' concept of service. In the text from the Gospel of John, which we will hear on Holy Thursday, in which Jesus washes the feet of the disciples, we discover that not only does Jesus wash their feet, the master, so to speak, washes the feet of the disciples, but Jesus says to them that they need to have their feet washed, to let their feet be washed, and to do likewise, to wash the feet of others. In other words, as Jesus has done for us, or for the disciples, so we are likewise to do for one another. Peter's hesitancy in that instance of wanting to let Jesus wash his feet suggests that perhaps Peter is not yet ready to let that hierarchical or domination paradigm be subverted. It just doesn't seem right from Peter's point of view to let this happen. But Jesus instructs Peter that unless you let this happen, unless this worldview can be transformed, you cannot be with me in the kingdom of heaven. Because entry into the life of God, into the kingdom of God, means turning the tables on that paradigm with which most of us have grown up. It brings us back to today's gospel, because unlike Peter, in today's gospel, Jesus actually allows his own feet to be washed by Mary. And in response to Judas's false rebuke about how else the perfume and the money could have been used, Jesus is not saying be unconcerned about the poor. Jesus was vitally concerned about the poor in every aspect of his ministry, but we see Jesus as saying to Judas, leave her alone. Let Mary do what Mary's doing, because Mary has understood what the kingdom is about. Mary has understood what the new paradigm is. Mary has understood that we are all called to wash the feet of one another. We might even want to suggest that in Mary's washing Jesus' feet here, Jesus Moses himself awakened to the power of that symbolic action, which then led him later to wash the feet of his own disciples. Anyway, however we put it, it's in that mutual, reciprocal washing of feet that we find Jesus' understanding of servanthood manifest. Jesus embodies these servant poems from Isaiah, and as powerful as they are there in the context of Isaiah, they acquire a renewed kind of power in the life of ministry of Jesus. For indeed, he even says later in the Gospel of John, "I will not call you servants, I will call you friends." Lest we misunderstand what he did in washing the feet of the disciples, lest we misunderstand who he is when we celebrate his servanthood during these holy days, he indicates that to be servant is to befriend one another. As I have done to you, so you must do to one another. Let her be. Let her do what she's doing. For Mary understood what true servanthood is. And so likewise for ourselves, as we ponder anew during these holy days, meaning of Jesus' servanthood, we come to see more clearly the Holy Thursday revolution and how it inevitably would unfold in Jesus' passion, suffering, and death. But God's placing his yes to the revolution that Jesus had begun by raising him from the dead. And so we are called ourselves then to live out of this new paradigm, gospel living, the reign of God, whereby there is to be neither Lord nor servant, slave, master, and those dominated, but rather a discipleship of equals in God's reign.